This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What's upset you now?
So I was in London.
You love that.
Love that. I do love London. Sorry, I think that's been misrepresented by me. I do love London. I just couldn't live there anymore. Because there's too many people there. And I walked across the bridge from Waterloo into Charing Cross Station and walked
Great walk.
In.
That is a lovely walk.
One of the great walks. Yeah. That's an iconic walk.
St. Paul's.
Yeah. I mean, just all of it. You look either side of that bridge and you go like, bloody, you feel like you're in a film. It really is, God, this is cool.
Yeah. Every time.
I tell you what wasn't cool was when I walked into Charing Cross Station into a flash mob.
What?
A load of people singing Dancing Queen by ABBA in the middle of Charing Cross Station and just thinking they were like the most rebellious, fun people. And what they actually were was just in everyone's way. And I just, that is the squarest act of rebellion.
Oh my God, what a bunch of losers.
What an absolute bunch. If you were part of that, I realise any of these things are potentially divisive. I just don't want you to listen to this conversation or any future conversations that I may have. You're a prick. You are not as fun or as rebellious as you think you are. And quite frankly, people have got to get places.
That's what London's about. London is about getting places. It's about running late and getting there.
Do you know what annoys me most about those things is the thought of the people that are involved telling other people about it later on. You go like, oh, God. And for the next week, you're going to be banging on about this to people you know. Go, we were at London the other day and we were in a flash mob at Charing Cross.
Sorry, Paul, just before you, because what exactly is a flash mob?
So a load of people go somewhere and then just basically all of a sudden burst into song and dance in
what?
Usually a train station. I've seen it happen. I've been hit by this now. London, Liverpool Street.
Thank you to the flash mobs that have hit Paul with this twice.
So you see it in Edinburgh. When they're walking around as a silent disco and they've got the headphones on, but they're singing.
Oh my God! No! Silent disco!
Yeah.
God! If it was like Terminator and I could go back in time and kill I'd go back and shoot the person that came up with silent disco.
No one else thinks you are anything other than an absolute prick. Just so that you know. If you've been in a flash mob operating under the delusion of, God, I bet everyone who's watching us thinks we're a right bloody laugh. We don't.
No, but
we are thinking, get out of my way, you utter, utter goon.
This is what happens, isn't it? This is what annoys me. Is they know, Paul, that people aren't looking at them and thinking that looks fun. What they are getting a kick from is that everyone thinks they're a prick.
Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're giving them more credit than they deserve.
No. They are finding it fun that they are annoying you and that they are in your way. And that it's being masqueraded as, like, yeah, we're just enjoying our life. We're just dancing.
Yeah,
Do you know what? I'm going to use one word about those people and the motives behind it. Hateful. It's hateful.
It's
anger and it's war. And it's really, really hateful. And it's pretending that it's love, that it's loving and joy. And it's not. It's absolutely not. If you were being kind, you would get out of my way so that I can get to Pret and get a cheese and pickle sandwich before I get on my train, you fucking asshole.
It is a movement that is built on inconvenience.
Yes.
That is their USP. We are in the way. We're here,
yes.
We're loud, and we are in the way.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
You know, it's sort of like, right, okay, 300 are going to get there. It's like, so who is the victim of this? Me. I'm trying to get through Charing Cross. It's 7 o'clock at night. Oh, there's 300 people singing Dancing Queen. And it's, yeah,
oh,
they're all
my
smiling.
God.
It's, yeah. Like, oh, what's the matter, mate? I'll tell you what it is. It's 300 people en masse going, come on, mate, cheer up. That's
absolutely.
What it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree with you.
Oh, bloody, oh, look at him trying to get to where he's going. Stop and bloody join us, mate. Is it so? Yes, I'm being paid to be somewhere and you are getting in my way.
Yeah.
Sorry that I'm not stopping to join in. Like most of the people here, we have to be somewhere.
Why don't they just go to a park? Go to a park.
I
don't know, do not go to a park because it's
no
public space.
Fucking notice them, that's why.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's absolutely
it's
what it is.
It's all about people that want to be noticed and want to be in the way. And quite frankly, I think they should all get nicked. I think they should be arrested for that. Seriously, that might sound a bit hardline. I think if they're going to bring in, you know, anyone who's not a patron, sorry to break the fourth wall, will not have heard the introduction, but we were talking about the Criminal Justice Bill, which they brought in 1994 to stop illegal raves happening. There should be a law against this. I don't know why they're getting away with that. At least we were doing it in a field, out of the way, in the dead of night.
Absolutely.
And that got made illegal. But 300 people could turn up at Charing Cross on a Tuesday evening and start singing Dancing Queen at 7 o'clock in the... This country is fucked.
That was the final nail in the coffin. That was when you realised. Yeah. That was the moment.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. This country is fucked.
I bet some of them were police people and nurses, doctors. That's the problem. These people are scum and it needs stamping out now.
What do you think about, is it the Hare Krishnas?
Is that what they're called?
Is it one word or is it like Hare Krishna?
Is it? Yeah, I think it's two words, isn't it? Hare, H-A-R-I.
I thought it was Harry, like H-A-R-R-Y. Harry, like Prince Harry. Harry.
Oh, sorry, it's actually H-A-R-E. Krishna. I tell you what, I prefer them to flash mobs, that's for sure. At least there's a reason for it. You know. Go. If you called a flash mob member out and said, "Oh, what's the reason for all this?" They wouldn't be able to tell you. That's the thing. If you went up to a Hare Krishna and said, "What's this all about?" They'd at least give you a leaflet and say, "Oh, there's a follow on." They go, "Oh, we've got a centre. Come in. You know, it's all about leading a sort of."
What is it about?
What's about?
You seem to know a lot about it.
Well, because I've been to the Hare Krishna tent at Glastonbury because they give out free tea and food. I tell you, that's why they don't bother me so much. You can go there and get a free lentil dal and a cup of like herbal tea. which comes Sunday of Glastonbury in previous years, came in quite handy because I'd usually run out of money by that point. So that's why you'll never get me. That's why you'll never get me slagging off the Hare Krishnas. But you know, do you know what I mean? Their movement and their sort of like gatherings. Yeah, all right. It's Saturday afternoon on Oxford Street. There's 50 Hare Krishnas. It's a bit of an inconvenience, but at least if you went up to one and said, "What's this all about?" They'd say, "Here's a leaflet. It's all about a guide to sort of better living. It's a kind of you know, I think at their core,
what a better living, skipping around Soho with tambourines.
Well, I don't think that's what they. I don't think that's part of their kind of ethos, is it? But like,
it seems to be all they do.
But they're trying to sort of get people involved, aren't they? They're trying to sort of raise awareness. They're trying to get people to sign up. Flash mobs. There's no follow on from that. You go up and go, "Oh right, can I get a leaflet?" They'd be like, "There is no leaflet." And you go, "Well, what's the point of all this?" They go, "Well." "Well, what do you mean, what's the point of all it?" "Oh, all right, grumpy."
Yeah.
No. You are spreading bad vibes. You think you're spreading good vibes. You're spreading bad vibes. That is the point of your movement. I don't think the Hare Krishna's, you know, reason to be is to spread bad vibes. So, you know, yes, their sales method might be a bit annoying, but the product itself, I think, there is no product. There is no product of a flash mob.
There is no product of a flash mob.
They're not selling something. The thing is the thing. It is just annoying.
Okay. There's a kind of a purity to that, but...
You've got a flash mob, haven't you?
I absolutely do not. I really don't.
Can I retract that statement?
Do you know what?
Many things, Sean, but you are not a flash mobber.
I was going for a stroll in Notting Hill. This was yesterday. And you know the bookshop, the famous bookshop from the film? Obviously, that gets a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
And people take photos. And the tourist that was doing the photo, they expected me to stop for their photo.
Oh, what, to walk around them, you mean? Or
yeah. Like, no. This is a pavement first.
This isn't Madame Two Swords.
London. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. We're not on set now. We're not shooting the film. This is now a road. The film has been and gone. This is a road, and I am going home. I just walked through.
We've got to live here.
I walked.
People were probably quite pissed off when that film came out, which I love, by the way. That's probably my favourite Richard Curtis film.
Oh no, it's got to be Four Weddings. Come on, the beginning to Four Weddings.
They're both very good.
Yeah. Anyway, I like Notting Hill as well. But people expecting me to stop for their photo is on the pavement. It's madness.
I know, yeah.
It's absolute madness.
And it is that sort of thing of, that is exact, and that's flash mob mentality. I would put them in the same bracket. It's like,
hateful.
All of a sudden, you're the bad guy for wanting to walk on the route that you were already walking on because they've decided to take a photo.
Do you know what? Absolutely. And I thought, I walked through and I thought, I've been made to feel like the bad guy here. Do you know what I thought of? I thought of New York and I thought of my times in New York when I go to New York and the idea of someone in New York stopping so that you can take a photo of you outside a bookshop. It is the least likely thing to ever happen in this universe. And I just thought, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go New York for this. And I'm walking here. Absolutely. And just bang, straight through the photo. I hope they got me.
So do I. And I hope it becomes a meme on Twitter. Angry man. Notting Hill. Oh, Notting Hill's not quite as what we expected or...
But then what happened, right, was I went for a run.
Yeah.
Okay. This is unrelated. The only thing attaching this to that is that it's the day. I went for a run, and on my run in Holland Park, I got stung in the face.
Oh, no.
I got stung by a wasp.
In the face?
In the forehead.
I've never heard of that happening before.
I know. In the forehead. I'm running.
Shitting hell.
And I ran into a wasp midair. The wasp was midair. I wasn't. Although, you know, I've got a bit of a leap on me.
It's not the Matrix. Right?
Yeah. And it went bang in the forehead, right? I went, ow! and just, like, threw my cap, and I'm, like, down with my face in my hands. I've never been stung.
By a wasp.
I've never been stung before. Have you been stung?
Yeah, I have. We've spoken about this before. Yeah, I got one flew into a pair of ripped jeans and stung me on the knee. I've been stung about three times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I thought I'd been stung. I had not been stung.
Right.
This was being stung.
That's like when you think you've had the flu and then you have the flu. That's what everyone says. You go, oh, you, yeah, nah, this, that was the flu. That other thing I had,
yeah,
the flu.
The flu, or indeed, if you
and
were to put it,
you
know, put it positively, love. Just like, it was like a bit of a prick. I stepped on a bee. Accidentally, by the way. I would never do that on purpose. But I accidentally...
You're not going to have the fucking RSPCA after you're the RS.
No, I just... I don't
just
like...
Just so everyone knows, I really... I love bees, and I would not step on one.
No, but that... No,
no matter
but
how
some...
annoying it was. Just for the record, if I felt it was necessary, I would step on a bee. You know, certainly.
Oh, no, I would... I can't... No. I see... If I see ants, I make sure I walk around them.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I
don't want to kill an ant.
No, I wouldn't on purpose kill an animal. A wasp more. I mean, if a wasp was annoying me, I would take it out. That is, you know.
I don't think there would be a lot of people that would intentionally kill the ants, but I think some people wouldn't care and just walk through.
I agree with you on that, but I think wasps and bees are in a category of all of their own, particularly wasps. I would happily stand on a wasp.
Yeah, we've kind of made out wasps to be bad guys, haven't we?
They are.
What? How are they?
They sting you, eh?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Like, and they also don't see... Bees, like, only sting if they're necessary, aren't they? Because they once they sting you, that's the end of their life. Is that right?
I hate, every time I'm reminded of that, I hate it.
But wasps, they just feel like they kind of... I tell you what wasps do. They come at you with an attitude of, I fucking sting you, mate. That is,
yeah,
like, do you know, that's how they feel. Like when they enter your sort of sphere, they come with that. They bring, mate, you know I can sting you, don't you? That's sort of their attitude. And they kind of, they're just annoying. You get rid of them once. You make it clear that you don't want them around. And then they just keep coming. You know.
You are absolutely right. And bees as well. Bees, like, have... They've got like a furry coat. They look cute, don't they? A bee.
Yeah.
If a bee didn't sting you, you could have a bee as a pet.
It'd be a shit pet, but yeah.
Why would it be a shit pet?
What? Like, you're gonna get the bee out. It's gonna fly around. You can't like stroke it, can you? Or kind of take it out. For
but
a
if
walk.
You could, no. But if you could, if a bee, if you could have some sort of relationship
with you while you watch a film.
But if a bee didn't sting you, what I'm saying is, if a bee didn't sting you, and you could, and it was like a Disney film, it would be quite nice for a bee to land on your shoulder and watch Netflix with you. Right. Netflix and chill with a bee. Lovely.
My position has not changed. A bee would be a shit pet.
Sean here, just quickly. That is not the whole episode. That is only 15 minutes of our hour-long episode, which you can listen to for only £4.50 a month. That's like £1 a week. £1 a week, it's less than a coffee a week for me and poor little poor boys. You can find us on patreon.com/WUYN. There's a link in the bio. If you tap that, it will take you to the Patreon where you can listen to the full episode. And the library goes back weeks. There is hours and hours of content. We have you, the listeners, sending in voice notes with the things that get your goat, and we respond to them. We have a good time. It is your favourite podcast. It is the funniest podcast. It is What's Upset You Now. Please join the Patreon.